You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. As the cost of advertising continues to spiral, small and mid-sized restaurant chains are looking for more creative and cost-effective ways to break through clutter while actually having a positive impact on the communities in which they do business. Joining us this morning is Jason Abelkopf, the Chief Marketing Officer for Crystal Restaurants, to share some of his insights. Good morning, Jason, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thanks for welcoming me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Certainly good to have you. So, Jason, what is the difference between advertising and community relations, and why should brands, big and or small, be concerned with community efforts?
Well, I'll tell you, Eric, for me, I've always looked at marketing really as having kind of two distinct sides to it. One is the advertising side, and then the other is the relationship building side. And the relationship building for me is it's how we engage the consumers that we want to do business with. So how do we kind of create meaning for our brand or a connection for our brand with what's already important to them in their life? And so that relationship building, whether it's with, you know, Little League, you know, baseball teams, or whether it's with organizations like the Peace One Day organization, things like that that are important to folks already, I think creating that connection is what's really kind of how we build that deeper relationship than just being somebody who provides a sandwich to them when they're hungry. So I think it's really important, particularly today, you know, with the millennial, you know, group of folks, it's even more important than the generations before them that we're part of what they're part of.
Certainly agree there. And what are some of the unique challenges executives should expect with planning larger community initiatives?
Well, I think, you know, one of the unique challenges with any of these types of efforts is that, you know, it's not like traditional advertising where you turn on the TV or you do a direct mail drop and you can expect immediate response and immediate benefit. It's a longer-term commitment. So it takes a longer amount of time to build that relationship and build that engagement so that it's authentic and so that it's real. Because consumers, if it's not real, if it's not authentic, they sniff that out. And, you know, they won't respond. But I think specifically to larger events like this, it's really the coordination of how you bring all of these different groups together and then, you know, jumping through the hoops as it relates to, you know, fire inspectors and building inspectors and all the different folks who need to be part of these things for the on-site execution of the event and then even on the communication side. So there's just a lot of moving pieces to it. But I would say those would be the two kind of distinct sets of challenges. One would be that it's a kind of a longer term commitment, and then the other would be some of the logistical things as it relates to pulling these types of events off.
Tell us about how Crystal tackled world peace.
Well, I don't know that we've quite tackled it yet, but we, you know, we think it takes kind of small steps to get to big strides, and we think this is the beginning of our effort in terms of how we just get folks to, you know, to listen to other people's opinions, respect other people's opinions. We want to be supportive of beginning that dialogue. We're a brand with heritage and roots in the South. So Southern hospitality is a big thing for us, and it all starts with civility. And that's what we think the, you know, the Peace One Day organization is about as well. It's a global initiative. But it's pretty consistent with our Southern roots and how we believe in Southern hospitality, how we treat people, you know, in our restaurants, whether they're our customers, whether they're our employees, or whether they're, you know, partners that we do business with. So, you know, we've got corporate values that really within them have promoting teamwork and exemplifying integrity. We think that this day really aligns with our corporate values, but they're also the values that we want everybody who, you know, is on our team to kind of share.
Today we are joined briefly by Jason Abelkopf, the Chief Marketing Officer for Crystal Restaurants here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jason, wasn't this a case where Burger King was rejected by McDonald's? What made you think a brand of 350 units could take the place of a multi-million dollar enterprise like McDonald's?
Well, you're right. Burger King did originally reach out to McDonald's for this partnership, again, to really showcase what Peace One Day is about. And McDonald's did reject them. We were willing to jump into the fray, whether it included, you know, a dozen brands or just us and Burger King. We thought it was an important initiative. So in terms of why we thought we could play and why we thought, you know, we didn't think we were a substitute for McDonald's, I think we thought we might be better than McDonald's, again, because you go at where we come from, you know, with our southern roots and with our smaller organization, we can be more nimble. We think we've got a stronger connection to our guests and that they view us in a little bit different way. We're not this kind of big homogenous, you know, chain. We're present in 11 states. So we've got a lot of presence where we are, and we connect with folks in our communities. You know, we're small, but we're one of the oldest fast food brands in the country as well. So we've got a legacy in the markets that we do business in. So that's kind of why we thought that we could play in the space and maybe not take the place of McDonald's, but we think maybe even provide something a little bit different and better.
Awesome stuff. Now, world peace is pretty broad, as you know. How did you make it relevant for a brand known for Southern hospitality?
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of the relevance for us, we started with how do we make it relevant internally? Again, we look at our business as having a couple of different sets of, you know, customers, our internal customers, all of our managers, all of our team members, all the folks in our restaurant support center. We all subscribe to the same set of values. And so we really, you know, as we began to do this, we started sharing all the information internally and generating some excitement around it with our internal constituency, connecting it to the values that I mentioned before, most specifically to promoting teamwork and exemplifying integrity, which are two of our five corporate values. After that, we really tried to find a way to make it easy for our guests to engage in it. So, you know, for us, there's no easier way than saying, do something that you're already going to go do, which is go out and eat lunch. And when you do that, we'll make a donation on your behalf. So we wanted to try and find a way to make it relevant to our internal folks, relevant to our guests, and then make it easy for them to be part of it. You know, we've in some fun ways really gone out and asked folks to talk about in social media, talk about what they were going to make peace with today. And for us, it's all part of facilitating that conversation. How do we engage with folks, get them to start talking about how they make a difference and how they kind of make peace with something? And then maybe little by little by little, you know, they can get to a place where we're talking about making peace in bigger ways and more substantial ways around the world.
Lastly, what are lessons learned here for other small restaurant operators?
I would say in terms of lessons learned, you know, that your size doesn't dictate how big you can play. You know, this isn't like professional sports where there's minor leagues and major leagues. You know, we're all, you know, when it comes to these kinds of initiatives, we can all make a pretty big impact and a pretty big splash, whether you've got, you know, in our case, one restaurant or, you know, in the case of some of the folks we've partnered with, 14, 15, 20,000 restaurants, you can still contribute, you can still make an impact in your communities, and you can still connect and engage with your guests. And maybe as importantly, you can still connect and engage and do things that are important for your internal folks so that they know that as a company, you're committed to doing things that are important.
Well, certainly tremendous information shared here this morning on how small brands can make a big impact. Certainly appreciate it, Jason. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Crystal Restaurants online and how they can be in touch accordingly.
Absolutely. So they can visit crystal.com, and obviously we've got lots of information about our brand there, but they can also link through to the Peace One Day organization. They can make a donation, or they can engage, you know, kind of donate their time. And then they can also, as we've talked about, they can stop by any Crystal restaurant today. And if they buy a Vidalia Q sandwich, a quarter of the sale of each sandwich goes to the Peace One Day organization. So a lot of ways that they can get involved. And we'd love to have all your listeners stop by Crystal. We think, you know, the Peace One Day effort is an important one, and we'd love to be part of it.
Well, Jason, it certainly has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you this morning. And thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for your time.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Jason Abelkopf, the Chief Marketing Officer for Crystal Restaurants. And once again, the website of reference is crystal.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.